Father, stand to your feet as we pray. Put your hand on your heart and pray that God will speak to you this afternoon. Ask him to bless you through his word. Ask him to give you a great impartation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for mothers. Just bless God for your mothers. All sort of mothers that you had. Your biological mother, your spiritual mothers, every mother that you had, your grandmothers, anyone that you've had, just bless them. Thank God for their lives. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we ask that in these few minutes you speak to us. Bless us through your word. We pray in Jesus' name. And bless his offerings. Amen. Please be seated. Where is Romeo? I thought I... Where is he? He's coming back. You sent him. Yeah, the way you're answering for him means you sent him. All right? So I want to talk to you just briefly. We'll keep it short. It's not something that we can by all means exhaust today. So I'm not going to push. So we've been talking about how to become a strong Christian, isn't it? We'll put a break on it and just do something related to mothers today. Is that all right with you? I want to talk to you about the impartations of mothers. The impartations of mothers. The impartations of mothers. Amen. I was just thinking yesterday, and the Lord just laid this on my heart. So I just made a few notes. I started reading a few scriptures around it. I don't think I'm done studying it yet, but let me share it with you. All right? The impartations of mothers. Do you understand the word impartation? Parkway, do you understand impartation? Huh? You understand the word impartation? Relax. I'll make sure by 2 p.m. we're out of here. Nadia, would that work for you? 2 p.m.? All right, okay. 2 p.m. you'll be out of here. So what do you understand by impartation? Effect. Yeah, some spiritual effect. Influence. Spiritual influence. What do you think? LP Esther. There are going to be a lot of lady pastors in the church. Yes. They are all, or most of them, not all of them, but most of them are going to come from the youth. The first love. We call ourselves first love still, isn't it? Yeah, they don't know. Don't tell them, but we are first love. A secret. Say it again. Transfer. Yes. Help you, Chrissy. To take part of. Yes, to take part of something. So impartation is a process, like you all, what you said, all of you said is right. It is the transference of spiritual endowment, something spiritual from one person to the other. All right? So somebody carries something spiritual. If God wants to transfer or get somebody else to carry the same thing, what he does normally is that he takes off the anointing on that chosen vessel, and then it is passed on to another vessel. That is the surest way God anoints. Yes. God anoints usually that way. So if you want to be anointed, and everyone should be anointed. Yeah. If you don't feel like being anointed, or being anointed is not on your agenda, I believe that in the coming weeks, your mind will change. Because as for me, I love the anointing. Yes, I love the anointing. I love anointing. I love impartation. And I chase the anointing. Anytime I see an anointing I love, I just chase it. Bishop Doug has taught me how to chase anointings and get the impartation of it and receive it. Do you understand? So that is how God will anoint you, Esther. Yes. If you're looking to be anointed, I mean, stop reinventing the wheels. Stop trying to work out a way to be anointed. I'm not saying don't pray, because if you understand it, prayer and studying and all that is the method. But it is through somebody. Yeah. I pray the way I've learned my fathers to pray. I study by the way I've learned my fathers from my fathers, how they study and the things they teach. That is what pushes me. It's what I'm sharing with you is a combination of two different fathers, things I've heard. That's all what I'm sharing. So for you to be anointed, you need to see a chosen vessel. Yes. In fact, today as Lady Pastor was preaching, I heard the Lord in my voice, in my heart, say, stop preaching about prayer. We'll finish. Prayer is what we've taught in the main service. It's part one. We'll put a halt on it. We'll come to part two later on because we are not done. But next week, I'm going to teach on familiarity because it's a killer of the anointing. Yeah. I'm sure some of you have heard already. You know why my carrier is not here? She's in Arizona. Somebody just saw her on one of the YouTube things from this church. Said, oh, I want you to come and preach in my church. Just come and minister. And that's why she is. Ministry, just singing. Stephanie, people are falling down, foaming in the mouth. Demons are coming out. People are being healed. Like, when she comes, she'll come and share it with us. She's amazed. So why can't she do the same thing here? Yes. And she's my daughter. And I was telling her, if a daughter can do that, then a father must do more. Yeah, but people kill the anointing. They're familiar with it. It's nothing. That is the reason why there are many people who are enjoying Bishop Doug's ministry more than we, his sons. It's familiarity. So I'm going to teach on familiarity. Yeah, there's a lot to say about it. You see. So I'm talking about the impartation of mothers. See, and the essence of teaching this is to make you understand that mothers also impart. Because it's always been like impartation is only fathers, 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 fathers. But I think we have not even understood the word fathers. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, quickly. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. Wow. I sent my mother a little money yesterday and I wished her happy Mother's Day. She was very happy. I said, you're a good mother. She said, wow, you are really motivating me. I said, I'm not motivating you, ma'am. You are really a good mother. Because she is. Yes. My mother taught me so many things. Yeah. My first perfume that I ever wore was for my mother. She said, when you bath, put perfume on yourself. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6 verse, it says, honor thy father and mother. It says, which is the first commandment with promise. You can read the rest, the following verse and so on. You see the promise, all right? But what I want you to see here is, honor thy father and mother. It didn't say, honor thy father. It says, and then which is the first commandment with promise. If I look at verse 3, so what is the promise? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on earth. So what he's saying here is that for you to be well, for it to be well with you, for it to be well with you, you have to honor your father and your mother. So the weight is equal. The weight is equal. Our attitude towards mothers should also be the same as the fathers. Impartations from mothers. Mothers are able to impart as well as fathers. Lady Pastor mentioned today Catherine Coleman. In fact, yesterday I said to her, I'm going to study to see how many great ministers had female mentors. But the classic one in our generation pertaining to somebody who is still alive is Benny Hinn. Let me give you some homework. Just Google a few clips on Catherine Coleman. All right? Watch it. And then quickly flip over to Benny Hinn and watch Benny Hinn. You will see that this man has been totally imparted by Catherine Coleman. Yes. And he used to serve Catherine Coleman. He used to be in her services. In fact, he was just an usher sort of thing. Yeah. And he stayed with her until he got imparted. And so the anointing that Benny Hinn carries is actually a mother's impartation. Yeah. So I'm talking to you about impartation of matters, isn't it? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. I think this will just, probably will just give you the introduction and then we'll be closed. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. I think you've understood the message already, so it's good. So it says here, look at it. It says, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. So what Paul is saying here to the church and us today is this, that you don't have a lot of fathers. You have a lot of instructors. Instructors just deliver lessons. Instructors just give instructions. But a father does not just give, we're talking about impartation of matters. The matters can also impart. It's not just fathers. Mothers can also impart. Because I don't want you to miss great impartation because you feel a female is standing in front of you. Yes. So what were we saying? That I'm saying that instructors just give instructions. Fathers go beyond just instructions. Fathers ensure that whatever instructions or teachings or directions or directives are given, it is followed through to the end to develop something in you, to birth something in you. So that at the end of the day, Romeo, you would have, as you move here, you would have something that you didn't have when you were here. Do you understand? That is giving birth to something. And that's what he's trying to explain. So the word father, please stop just at attaching gender to it, male or female. What he is describing here is that I am a father to you. Why? Because I give birth to you in Christ. Without me, you were not in Christ. But when you met me, I gave birth. I made you receive Christ. And now you are changed as you sit here. You are a different Romeo from when you were here. Are you understanding? So this is what a father is. And a mother is just a female version of a father. But I believe with all my having heard any of my fathers teach on this one in this way, but I believe it that what he's describing here, what is describing here, that you have not many fathers. He's not talking about gender. He's talking about people who are not just instructors, 10,000 of them, but people who gave birth to something in you. You see, you didn't exist till your mother carried you as a little cell, two cells joined together, for 9 months and gave birth to you. You exist because your mother gave birth to you. She's a father. She's not an instructor. An instructor just sat somewhere and taught biology that when two people are married, a man and a woman, they can sleep in the night, do you see? And then something will be deposited somewhere. And then the one who actually carried it out is more than an instructor. Gave birth to you. Impartations of matters. Now, there's a very classic, simple scripture that I believe, and this is what started me on this whole thing, that I believe demonstrates what I'm saying. And it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Maybe we can just finish this one and we are done. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. It says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Now watch, it says, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also.
Because when you read the previous verses, you see that actually Paul was seeing that in Timothy already. Let's go to it again to see. Let me pick it up. First, 2 Timothy 1:5, we said. Are you understanding? 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. So in this 2 Timothy 1, 5, okay, let's move on from that. It's fine. It's okay. I was going to show you something, but so it says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, okay, unfeigned faith, not putting up, real faith, genuine faith, that is in thee. He says, it dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. It was in your grandmother. Then your mother was imparted. Eunice was imparted. And then Eunice now has imparted you. Impartation of mothers. I was going to show you, but I think it wasn't in this chapter. He was talking about Timothy, and you could see he was commending him. So that thing was there. It was obvious. And that is why he said, I'm persuaded that it is in thee also. This is a spiritual endowment. You see, it didn't just come naturally by Timothy being born to Eunice and Eunice being born to Lois. It came by an impartation. When you read Diggs' commentary on it, Diggs is a very important study Bible. Everybody should have Diggs. Do you have Diggs? Ask your neighbor that, do you know Diggs? Diggs. D-A-K-E. It's a version of the Bible. Study Bible. You can have it also on your computer and phone, but Diggs. D-A-K-E-S. Diggs Bible. Annotated Bible. It's a study Bible. I like your Bible. It looks nice. Yeah. It's a study Bible. You can have an e-copy now. I have an e-copy on my thing. When you read the commentary, it tells you. It says Timothy's father was Greek. So there nothing really good came out of. You see? And then he makes a comment there that what the scripture is talking about is not something inherited genetically. It's transferred. Do you see? So perhaps what happened was that Eunice will see Lois wake up in the morning and have a quiet time. Eunice will see Lois praying. Do you see? So what the effect on Eunice was that now Eunice started also having a quiet time. And Eunice also started praying. Do you see? And that is a transfer. That's why it's a spiritual thing. It's not something you can just take, you know, but you can see the effect of it. You see? So as we celebrate Mother's Day, I want everybody to know that mothers impart. Yeah. And I think that you can easily make a mistake by taking your mind off mothers because they are women. See, that's the message I want for today. So all the things that you learn, okay, in books, like my father, I can share something from it. I won't close today. It applies also to mothers. Do you understand? Yeah. I believe that someone like Lady Pastor, there's a lot you can learn and receive from her. If only you would open up yourself to her and see her as a mother, a real mother, not just, see, please, let's also move away from calling somebody mommy, dad, please. Do you see? Sometimes it's not real. Calling somebody mommy, daddy, mommy, and there's no connection. It's not the calling of somebody
mommy or daddy, but it's the doing of the things that are associated with mommy and daddy. Yeah, I think we should do that first before we start even calling people mommy, daddy, because without those things in place, it's not really, you know, mommy, daddy. It's not, you know, when we were kids, we used to play mommy and daddy. It's not real. How many of you have played mommy and daddy before? Yeah. Kwame, I'm surprised that you've played mommy and daddy before. I'm very, very surprised. I'm in shock that you played mommy and daddy. Yeah. Those games are over, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. So open up your heart. You see, open up your heart and receive. Anyone that God brings your way, open up your heart and receive from them, irrespective of gender. Amen. I have a feeling this is good enough. What do you think? Yes. I don't want to go into other things that we have all the materials. You can read them. Let me give you an assignment. How many of you have My Father, My Father? It's a book, one of Bishop's books. Everybody should have a copy. Okay? Is it part of the Macaria? No. Son of Bishop's. All right? There's a chapter 7. It says The Signs of Sonship. All right? Chapter 7. You can read it. Maybe we can circulate an e-copy. You all have tablets, right? Okay. We'll figure out a way of so that everyone can have it. All right? Talks about signs of sonship. So in other words, if you are calling somebody your mother, all right? If you're calling somebody your mother, there has to be signs. One of it is a son or a daughter resembles his father. There has to be some resemblance. Number 2, a son or a daughter is forever. Sons and daughters are forever. They are not temporary. You don't leave your home. Esther, since you married, you are still at home. Isn't it? You still go home. You still know your father's home and your mother's home. And you still go and see them, isn't it? Yes. So when you're a son, you are forever. Sons and daughters trust their fathers for everything. You don't hide things. Yes. If I'm to be your father in the church, you must trust me. Can't hide things from me. Everything you do, you must. I'm not saying come and tell me everything, but you know what I'm talking about. Turn to your neighbor and say, you know what I'm talking about. You know what the man is talking about. Yeah. We must share in things, isn't it? Yeah. You cannot. I share. In fact, there was a point, someone like Apostle John, I tell him everything. A son honors his father or mother. So we are talking about impartation of mothers, isn't it? I hope you recorded it. Yeah, so that people can just listen to it. So a son honors his father and his mother. Sons obey their fathers and mothers. Remember what we read in Ephesians 6:2? Yeah. That is where the blessing comes. And let me say this to you, that sometimes instructions from mothers and fathers are so bizarre. Yeah. They won't add up, Debbie. They won't make sense. But just because it's coming from a father or mother, just take it. Sometimes people tell me, oh, you said this to me 2 years ago and I did this. I can't even remember. They say, yeah. Because God, and when you get to heaven, you can ask him why he does that, why he doesn't talk to you directly. But God puts things in fathers, mothers to tell sons. So sons obey their parents. Sons and daughters do what they see their fathers do. Right, simple. Yeah. All the fathers I have in ministry, I just do what they do. Do what they do. I see them laying hands, I lay hands. I see them speaking tongues with interpretation, I speak in tongues and interpret by faith.
So when you're a son or a daughter of someone, there has to be something that they do that you also do. Number 7, sons believe in their fathers. Yeah. You got to believe. You can't call somebody a father or a mother when you don't believe. You got to believe. And do you know that fathers and mothers know who believe and who don't believe? Yes. You can tell easily. When you're a parent, you can tell that this is my son. He doesn't believe me at all. Yeah. And they can say, this son, oh, he believes. The way they are around, you can tell this one believes. May you believe in your mother. Amen. So this Mother's Day, I want to challenge every one of you that rethink and relook at the various mothers that God has placed around you. Yeah. And don't take it lightly, because each of them is supposed to bring a particular impartation to your life. Yes. And as you receive it, to move you on, even to the next level, to receive more from other people. In Jesus' name, amen. Is the communion ready? Please bring it. Let's have communion. If you haven't called your mother yet, when we close, call your mom. Wish them happy Mother's Day. Tell them you love them. Father, thank you so much for your body. Thank you so much for your blood. You said to us, Lord, that your body is flesh indeed, flesh that we ought to eat. Your blood is drink indeed that we ought to drink. For as we drink, as we eat and we drink, we become partakers of you, and you dwell in us and us in you. So I ask that this afternoon, Lord, you sanctify this bread, sanctify this juice. Thank you that this is your body and this is your blood. And we drink of it, and thank you that it reinforces, reenacts what we are in you. We dwell in you and you in us. We dwell in a place, therefore, that the enemy cannot touch us, cannot rule us, cannot have dominion over us. So by this afternoon, thank you that the hold of the enemy on any area of our lives is gone, in Jesus' name. His hold on any part of us is broken, in Jesus' name, by this communion. And we are free to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For it reaches to the highest mountains, and it flows through the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountains and flows through the gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Amen. Lift up the bread. Say, this is the body of Christ.
Say, this is the flesh of Christ.
The flesh of Christ.
Say, I eat of the flesh. You may eat the flesh. Lift up the cup. Say, this is the blood of Jesus. Say, I drink the blood.
I drink the blood of Jesus.
You may drink the blood. Thank you.
To the highest mountains, and it flows through the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never.
Amen. You may be seated. If you pay your tithes, just